Northwestern students are back on campus, ready to resume in-person activity. COVID, however, has stuck around. This year, students with a positive COVID test are sent to quarantine housing at 1835 Hinman. I spoke with freshman Sophia Gamble on her experiences on what happens after a positive test result.
So I opened the results like right after Navika emailed me saying I had results ready, and then I opened them pretty immediately. And I started packing a bag because I knew I was going to have to quarantine, obviously. And then I was kind of waiting around in my room after pretty much being done packing my bag, and no one had called me yet. So I called health services like an hour after my positive result. It wasn't health services. It was the case management number. It was like an hour after I got my positive. And when I called them, they were about to call me. The person on the other end of the phone already had my case up.
After speaking with case management, another faculty member called to go over contact tracing details. 15 minutes later, Sophia was ready to enter quarantine housing.
So I just walked over, and then I had the housing coordinator. He met me outside to let me in to quarantine housing and then gave me my key to my room.
Quarantine housing services provide bedding, basic toiletries, snacks, water bottles, and a case of milk already available in the Hinman rooms.
They gave me my key because Hinman doesn't have wildcard access doors. It has like physical keys. So I got my key, my room assignment, my bathroom assignment. And then I came up to the room and they had sheets, blankets, pillows ready for me with the beds, towels, some basic toiletries, and then a bag of snacks, a case of water, and then like a case of milk.
Along with the snacks, lunch and dinner are delivered daily to her room. For a vegetarian like Sophia, the meals meet her standards.
The meals are actually really good, surprisingly.
Wow.
I'm lucky enough that I haven't lost my taste or smell. Like, those weren't any of the symptoms I got, at least yet. We still have a couple days. But they've been pretty good. And I'm a vegetarian, so I was a little bit, like, nervous about that because I was kind of afraid that they either wouldn't be good, wouldn't really accommodate well to be vegetarian, but I haven't gotten a meal with meat in it yet, which has been good, obviously, and then they've all been pretty tasty.
Sophia documents these meals on her TikTok channel, a way to pass time and connect with friends while in quarantine.
I have to say my TikToks aren't that great. It's more just a basic review of what I get. But it's definitely been an exciting thing for me to look forward to. So I figured I'd share it with the world.
One odd thing Sophia points out in her TikToks, the amount of bananas she receives in each of her meals.
So many bananas from quarantine housing, and I don't like bananas that much. So I just have like a stockpile of bananas. So one of my friends thinks it's like funny to like always comment about like the banana aspect of it.
Outside of an excessive amount of bananas, quarantine services also give Sophia a ring once daily to check in on how she's doing.
We get like a phone call every day where we get to like actually like talk to one of the coordinators. They ask us if we need anything.
These phone calls include daily wellness checks that ensure the student is doing all right and is comfortable.
Call, and it's not like required to do those, but like it's not going to hurt you. So they just kind of like ask like how you're doing, if you need anything. It's a really nice thing to be able to like tell someone in person instead of like trying to like fill out a million like forms or something. They get it done really quickly, which is really nice.
Also through these calls, students are able to request amenities, such as packages and fitness gear.
I got a yoga mat and a yoga block. You're like able to like check some stuff out from like recreation. So I have those. If we ever need any more like snacks, water, any of that stuff, they can bring them up. I was able to get packages from Plex like brought to my room today, which was really nice.
School-wise, Sophia has been in communication with her professors, able to get copies of lecture notes and videos of lectures and discussions she has missed. Overall, it's not too bad, she says.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I personally enjoy being in person a lot more for classes, but...
Sophia does have one complaint, not being able to go outside.
I'd say it's gone pretty smoothly. It's very surprising how smoothly it's gone. Really nice situation, all things considered. I would rather be able to go outside, but that's kind of my only complaint about the whole thing.
Sophia clarifies that students in quarantine are not allowed out of their floor or out of the building. Overall, Sophia's experience with COVID housing has been positive. For WNUR, this is Ellie Skelly.